Julian Assange is moving closer to turning himself in. The U.S. government is furious with the WikiLeaks founder for posting embarrassing diplomatic messages on his website. Pressure from those leaks forced him underground. His attorney now says he's in talks with police in London, but if he meets with police, it would not be about the documents. NPR's Philip Reeves is following the story from London. Hi, Philip.
Hi.
What do the police want from Assange?
Well, they've got a European arrest warrant, and this concerns that offences that were allegedly committed by Assange when he was in Sweden in August. He had an encounter with two women there, and as a result, he's accused of rape, sexual molestation, and unlawful coercion. He maintains that the sex that they had was consensual, and says that the charges against him, or the allegations against him, I should say, are politically motivated, and points out that the timing is rather disturbing, using his words. One question that his lawyers are interested in is, why did the Swedish prosecutors take up this issue against Assange and then drop it and then decided to investigate them further? So they're focusing on their concerns about that and questioning the motivation of the Swedish.
Well, given that the case was picked up and then dropped and then picked up again, and given the broader controversy involving Assange, is it known how serious the allegations are here and how thorough the evidence is?
No, but these are serious offences in legal terms. And that's going to be an issue, Steve, because if he ends up in the hands of the authorities, and that seems increasingly likely, he will, I'm sure, be applying for bail. In fact, it's reported that his lawyers are preparing a package worth about $150,000, a little more than that, with guarantee, with guarantors to back it up, people who will agree to pay the cost if Assange absconds. Now, the question will be whether he'll get that bail, given the seriousness of the alleged offences against him.
Just so that I understand, Philip Reeves in London, if he applies for bail, that would mean that he would not be extradited to Sweden. He would get to stay, if he gets bail, that is, in England, where he apparently is now?
He would get to stay while the legal processes go through the mill. It could be quite a long, drawn-out process, Steve. What we think will happen is that he would appear in court after meeting with the police, probably within the next 24 hours. That would happen in Westminster at a magistrate's court there in London. And then the proceedings would kind of be initiated, and then over the next 28 days or so, they would reach their fulfillment, and we expect Assange and his lawyers to fight extradition every inch of the way.
We're talking with NPR's Philip Reeves, who's following news that Julian Assange of WikiLeaks may turn himself in. This is involving sexual abuse charges in Sweden. Is there any chance that he could end up facing charges related directly to the documents that he's been leaking?
Well, no, there's not been any suggestion of that so far. But of course, the issue arises, if he ends up in Sweden, would he then be vulnerable to extradition to the United States? America does have an extradition treaty with Sweden, which dates back to the 1960s. But it could turn out to be complicated. As I understand it, the treaty doesn't cover things like the Espionage Act or certain national security legislation. So if the US decides to initiate extradition proceedings using those laws, could be open to challenge by Assange and his lawyers.
And Philip, let me just tell you that just while we've been talking here, while I've been distracting you with my questions, the Associated Press and Reuters, just in the last minute or two, have reported that Julian Assange has in fact been arrested on this Swedish warrant. So now we can expect the developments that you've been describing to take place. He'll be questioned over the next 24 hours, you thought.
We can now expect, Steve, that this will the sort of spotlight will switch to a court here in London, in Westminster, and I would imagine perhaps tomorrow or even today we will see Assange before the court and the beginnings of the extradition battle that I believe he intends to fight to avoid being shifted across to Sweden to face these charges, which, as I say, are serious, but which he maintains are politically motivated.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR's Philip Reeves. Philip, thank you.